Oh, my friends, we're getting ready for a... This is... I think you ought to call this the all-in-one dish.
Yes, it's because pizza and salad.
It's pizza and salad, so all-in-one.
We got the mozzarella topped on and melted on the top of the pizza dough, and I've already cut it into squares. Three slices one way, three slices the other way. You get 16 total slices out of it.
If you make a larger pizza, how many pieces?
Well, it would be 16 slices.
Can't be.
Sure. It's on a small, a medium, a large. It's all 16 pieces.
Yeah. People from Chicago have figured that out years ago, you know? We get it.
So, all right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the salad, now that I've tossed it. We're going to put it right on that pizza, right on the center. And the reason I pre-cut the slices is because it's going to make this part a heck of a lot easier to serve it. Because remember, we're not locking it down with additional, additional cooking on the egg. This is done at this point.
Michael the Whip Holst is our engineer, as he's been for quite a while now. Michael, you might want to mention to the guys out front that the pizza's ready. Now, do you know what you're missing on that? That I think is pretty critical to a lot of pizzas. Olives.
Olives? No.
Oh, olives.
Not in this particular flavor profile, no.
Do you eat olives on your salad?
I eat olives sometimes.
Okay.
Not on a salad.
Not on a salad?
In a martini.
Well, there you go.
Stuff with blue cheese or something like that.
Of course.
I have olives on a charcuterie plate. Yes. I'll have olives on that. Okay. So, here it is. There's the final product.
While we take our photos
our
for our radio
photo
show.
Our staff is going to take a picture of it.
Yes, it's a it and now, fortunately
you
got
have to speak to your camera every time you take a picture?
No, I can. I don't have to.
You just
like it.
Yeah, you like it.
It's easier. I'll tell you what. When you're taking one-handed pictures, or you're in a situation, it's always nice to be able to say shoot and have it take a picture. You don't have to hit the button.
So you say.
Well, because you have one of those weird cameras from...
I can't figure out how to do selfies. I always end up, you know...
Selfies. Man, I want to take those selfie sticks and just...
But I don't know how do you make your camera do it or your...
Well, it depends on what kind of camera you have or phone you have. Like mine, you touch a button, it'll invert and take the picture. And... But who cares? Selfies. My God. Hi, here I am.
Here we go. That's for you guys now.
Well, I'm going to...
And here's some plates.
Well, it's all about food, fun, and celebrating a good life. Today, live from the Big Green Egg Retail and Culinary Center. And it is a great place to come and enjoy everything. I'm looking for the guys to let them know the pizza's here because I do not want to be responsible for not feeding them. Because Golden is a very large man.
Yes, he is.
And he could rip my leg off.
There's less of him. He's been doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. And he's a great guy, too. But I'm sure if he's hungry, he could rip my leg off and beat me to death with it. And so I want to make sure he gets fed.
That's probably true.
So how do you serve here?
But anyway.
I would just take a fork and they're already cut apart. So just grab one. Make sure it's got salad on it. Well, it should be cut apart.
You know, Chef Eric, I'll bet you didn't know this.
What's that?
That not only was Julia Child born on this day,
uh-huh.
But it was also Crisco was introduced on this day. But Wilbur Hardy was born on this day in 1918. Now you're saying, Wilbur Hardy, why does that name sound so familiar?
I would say Laurel and Hardy.
No, founder of the fast food chain Hardee's.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? Do you know how long Hardee's has been around? This shocked me. Guess within 5 years of when Hardee's first store opened up.
Mm-hmm.
What year? Guess. I mean, I was shocked. I did not think Hardee's had been around that long.
1910.
No, not 72. No, no.
62.
30. No. 1960. Hardee's was started in 1960. I thought that was quite interesting. I ate at Hardee's for the first time in probably 5 years yesterday because I was getting my tire fixed, and there was a Hardee's right next door, so I went there and ate. I am not a huge fan. I don't like the sliced meats and the stuff that they do. I mean, they're famous for their...
I actually like Hardee's. I mean, I like Carl's Jr. because I grew up in California. Carl's Jr.? So Carl's Jr. is Hardee's.
Oh, is it?
But for some reason, it's not called Hardee's because I think there used to be a store called Hardee's, a food store called Hardee's in the West Coast. So they chose a different name. But
what did I eat at Arby's?
I'm going to get on next dish here.
All right.
Which is the stuffed zucchini. So I'm simply taking a real sweet Vidalia onion, doing a medium dice on it. Take the whole onion. And there we go. Do the other side. Now remember, to do an onion, very simple. Once you peel out the skin, and the way to peel off the skin is cut the top and the bottom very tight to the top and bottom. You don't want to take a lot of the onion off. Then draw your knife down, cut through just the first layer of first peel of the onion, and just take that off. Take the whole layer. That will take the skin with it. Then your onion's ready to go.
And why is that so critical to the quality of the onion when you serve it? Because people think, oh, I'm giving a whole layer of onion away, but there's a reason for that.
That outer layer, and if you remember the onion bomb that I did here not too long ago, that was also a step that we took, was to take that outer layer off. That outer layer actually traps any of the sulfur that still remains is sitting in that outer layer. So that tends to be where more of the bitterness sits in a good onion. So let me... So when we cut this now, I've got the, if you think of sort of the base, if you look at the half of the onion, so I cut it in half, first of all, from top to bottom in half, right? So the top of the onion is sort of skinny on the inside, the bottom is down towards the bottom of the root ball. We're just going to draw our knife down lightly, not cutting all the way through. Use a chef's knife for this. That's the best thing to do because the tipped end at the end will prevent you from going all the way through to the core. And we just simply cut down. We're not going to do planks and all that stuff. We're simply cutting slices all the way down the onion, sort of at an angle when you get to the ends. And then we rotate it 90 degrees and select our size of dice. And you get a diced onion. So it saves a lot of time. It's a lot easier than the planks and slices method that a lot of people have learned over time. All right. So we're going to take a pan here, and I could certainly do this on the Big Green Egg if I wanted to. We're going to get this up to, this is an induction pan, so we'll get it up to mid-70s, 70%. Let's look what our temperature is on that. Yeah, we'll go a little higher than that. Let's get up to about 220 in temperature on your pan. Now, this is an induction cooktop, so it's going to take no time whatsoever. I'm going to put a few tablespoons of olive oil in the pan, and I'm going to take my onion that I just diced. We're going to roll that in. Okay, I've got four onion cloves that I've already minced.
Garlic.
I said onion. Yeah. I meant garlic. Thank you. It wears me out working with you.
Yeah, I knew somehow you'd spin it on me, but that's all right. Listen, that's okay.
All right, now I'm going to take some fennel. So fennel is also called anise in some of the stores, and it's this funny thing that you see that kind of tastes like licorice, has a big bulb on the bottom, and has all these fronds on the top that look a little bit like dill. And we're actually going to use those fronds in this recipe to give us a replacement for dill. And so I'm going to slice this up. Same rule here, take off the outer layer. It's a little tougher. And we're going to just cut some planks of this. And then we'll come back around and dice them a little bit more, those planks a little bit more finely. This is going to make the mixture for our zucchini. We'll walk you through the rest of the mixture as we get there, and into the next segment we'll tell you how that mixture gets put together. But I know we've got the interview.
Yeah, we got a great interview coming up.
I'm going to go ahead and make the rest of the dish.
Well, go ahead. You can do that. You can do that during the interview. But fennel is one of those things that if you don't know what you're cooking with, like something like fennel, you might want to try to cook up a little bit. And I always recommend this. Cook some up on the side and taste it, because fennel is one of those unique flavors, kind of a licorice-y taste, and if you don't like, but it's hard to describe, so I always suggest try a little bit first. And
and I'm just using half of the bulb, by the way, not the whole fennel bulb. just easier to dice the whole thing up. And you do want that fennel to cook down a little bit in this mixture with the olive oil, the garlic, the onion, and then...
smells heavenly.
We're going to... we can also take some red bell pepper and put that in there.
A little color.
And then we're going to be adding to this some plum tomatoes, some red pepper, and shrimp that we've already cooked up, and some parsley. And that's going to make our stuffing for the zucchini.
So I'm telling you.
I'm going to start that. By the way, I'm just going to cut those zucchinis down the middle, scoop them out just like we did the jalapenos.
Like boats.
Like little boats.
Zucchini boats.
Zucchini boats.
As we float off into the next exciting commercial break and the interview that's coming up, a very special guest. I know you'll enjoy it. Whether you agree or disagree with them, we know you will enjoy it. Chef and a Fat Man enjoying themselves at Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, right here in Doable, Georgia, baby.